Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
George Hansen, is there any consistency of the type of experiments that bring positive results? Is it universally when too many people are around, or what?
Well, at this point, it's rather difficult to say. Usually, to facilitate psychic functioning, some type of altered state of consciousness is often helpful. Say, in remote viewing, people tend to get a little more relaxed and kind of clear their minds. In the Ganzfeld state, there's a slightly altered state of consciousness. In work on dream telepathy, of course, there's an altered state of consciousness with dreams. Those types, and when a small number of people are involved, maybe three or four in the experiment or on site, sometimes only a couple of people, may be more likely to be more successful.
Where did you learn? Like, everybody seems to get taught by somebody else. So who taught you how to do the dowsing thing? And your method, by the sounds of it, was to use rods that were bent at probably a right angle or near right angle, and then extend outward, held in each hand, that would sort of move like a compass needle.
Right, right. I took a course at what was called a free university in Kansas City, Missouri. We had probably 30 or 40 people in the class, if I recall correctly. And it was during the time, it was in the 70s, the time of the psychic explosion. There was a huge popular interest all across the country in these topics. And that's where I learned it. My father also claimed to be a dowser. Now, my mother wasn't really sure whether he was pulling her leg or not, but he did go out in the backyard. He didn't use the rods, but he took a crowbar, and it felt kind of shake over a particular location. And he started digging a well. Well, the neighbors sort of laughed at him, but he struck water. And there were other people in the town who were known to have that ability. So I was open to it, and I still think that there is something to it.
I do, too. I learned from this old, I think he was a Polish guy, maybe Czechoslovakian, worked here for the city of Calgary, and I was with the electric system. And so he was one of these old country guys with a heavy accent. And I remember the first day going out with him, we were supposed to be digging up a cable. And he pulled these two bent wires, just made out of some rough copper wire, and went wandering out across the road with it and started walking from one side to the other. And then they crossed over each other. And right at the point where those two, I guess you would call them dowsing rods, crossed over, he marked a chalk mark on the road. And that's where we dug. And we did that all bloody summer long. And he was never wrong. He showed me how to do it. And I got pretty good at it. So, yeah, there's definitely something to it.
Well, my late mother-in-law, Helen, from my first marriage, she supposedly had a dowsing ability. But in terms of stuff, I hadn't gotten a chance to talk about this before. You mentioned tarot cards very briefly. And I knew somebody, a Wiccan, who used tarot cards. And one time I was going through a personal crisis and I went to her house and I had her do a reading. She said, you know what? Or actually, I think she suggested it. Time blurs that. Regardless, one of us suggested that this be done. She did it. And then she made a comment when I was thinking about my future, I would be plying my trade. And I took that to mean what I was doing there, unsuccessfully, I'd go somewhere else because I was deciding whether to go back to New York from Pennsylvania. I would do it there and be successful. And to that extent, it was right. But, of course, I might have been reading too much into it. What do you think?
Well, with those kinds of readings, one can always read into things, but generally, it, in my experience, it kind of helps you think in new ways, and I think that's valuable. You see connections there or ideas there that you might not have otherwise. So I think it kind of forces you out of your conventional ways of thinking, and maybe some new ideas that are productive pop in. And it's perhaps for most people not too important just how it works, but that it does seem to help.
Yeah, well, that's another thing I used to do in my teens was tarot cards. And I was just under the impression that really all you needed to do was follow the instructions, and you know, whatever came out was just going to be the way that it worked. And I started to get so many people wanting their fortunes read that I finally had to say, look, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. I just don't have the time. People were willing to start paying me to do it. And I just said, you know, I didn't think it would be right, for one thing, just to take money for it. So I just said, well, you know, I've decided not to do it anymore. It's just, it's too draining and takes too much time. But again, like Gene points out, when I was doing it, there were far too many of these meaningful synchronicities within the interpretations of the cards to simply ignore them.
I should mention one more thing. Okay. After the tarot card reading was done, I was sitting on her couch. I felt so exhausted, I lay down on the couch, didn't wake up for 2 hours.
Mm.
Now that's weird.
Yeah.
And I was saying to her at the time, maybe it was taking energy from me, which was her implication. But I didn't expect anything, nor go into that session expecting anything. I certainly was fairly wide awake that day. So why I suddenly felt weak and had to go to sleep, weird.
Now, I would experience that after doing people's readings. I would be very tired and I would need to rest for a while. So there, you might be onto something there. Everything seems to take energy. So, right, George? So I guess going to expend it, it's going to maybe, there's got to be a cost.
So therefore, maybe she was taking my energy to fuel her tarot card reading?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I don't know. But I do know a number of tarot readers and other diviners who do get quite tired and just drained after activity in the paranormal areas. So that's not surprising to me at all. And you may have somehow participated in that divination scheme there, even unconsciously, and it may have drained energy from you for whatever reason. We don't really understand that yet.
I did not go into this, by the way, with any belief system in tarot cards. I just took it casually. Oh, well, mm-hmm. It's entertaining, and maybe it works, and maybe it doesn't. I didn't seriously consider it. I sure did after this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably had a very good reader there.
Or maybe the trickster decided to play a trick on me. Of course, when you say trickster, and then you think about the legends of Loki, what I thought was Tom Hiddleston from the Thor movies as being the trickster.
Oh, okay.
He does that so well. Yeah, he is very convincing.
I'll give you one more thing, trivia. He also played, in a movie, Hank Williams. The country store, because if you look at his face with a different haircut, he looks similar. And he had to learn how to play the guitar, and he had to learn to sing. The movie didn't do so well, but I heard he was really, really good.
Okay, I don't have any comment because I watch or see very, very few movies. I'm not connected to popular culture much at all, so I can't really comment.
Yeah, Gene's our pop culture guy. He'll just pop right in there with something and just random. And it's just part of the show. We have a little fun with it. But, here's a connection. What about the MIB characters? I mean, I'm looking at your photograph. You are a classic MIB here, George. You've got the black jacket, the black tie, the white shirt. You've got a bit of color in your face, though. So, but I mean... You know, they seem to, you know, they appear and disappear and are odd creatures with strange powers.
You know, go into the MIB in the next segment. Of course, if he's a man in black, George, he's a galaxy protector. No, it's from the lyrics of the song. More to come with Gene Randall. You're in the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The Galaxy Protector, by the way, the lyrics of the song from the first Men in Black movie, written and performed by Will Smith. If you want to know where that came from. But then again, all right, you're dressed like a man in black, but George Hansen, we go back to the original legend which began with Albert K. Bender. Not that there weren't things similar earlier, but it seemed to all start with Bender and with Gray Barker's book, They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers, which was probably the last serious thing he did with regard to the subject, or except maybe the Silver Bridge, but that's another story. Do you see the Men in Black as being real, despite the implications they're less than real, or some kind of psychic phenomenon?
Well, I don't know what to make of them, but I certainly had good friends have experienced Men in Black. So I don't dismiss those at all. I suspect that there, at times, there may be some government-type agents involved. There may be other characters who, for whatever reason, just show up. I don't really have a good explanation for them, but they probably predate Bender by a long ways. Peter Rashevitz, who was head of the liberal arts department at Juilliard, published, I think, two or three articles on Men in Black and compared them to sightings of Lucifer and others in some folklore. So I think this is probably a phenomena that manifests in slightly different ways for quite a long time. The accounts are just too common to dismiss.
Oh, yeah, but, sure. I mean, it goes all the way back to the Magi and the mythology of the birth of Jesus, where they literally followed a star or star-like object that came to hover over his birthplace. And then these three, mysterious people dressed in these black robes that were like the Magi, mysterious people, show up, right?
Well, yeah, but they weren't sinister at all. So, and there may be more cases like that, but in my readings, Men in Black generally are looked upon as somewhat sinister and threatening. And I've certainly had some rather close friends have encounters with such.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, it's, for me, they have appeared in my life as being related to religion. Actually,
oh.
I have people. They were claiming to be somebody from the Mormons, but afterwards, I mean, it was the whole experience was really weird to begin with. They came in and they started going on about passages in the Bible that described stuff like golden robots and all kinds of really bizarre things. And this one guy was staring at me in a way I started to physically shake when they left. They got into this weird kind of K car with a black license plate and took off. And about 3 or 4 days later, the actual Mormons that were assigned to the neighborhood came by. And I said, well, why are you guys back? You know, like, I said, well, we've never been here before. And they had never heard anything about these people.
Interesting. Very interesting. I don't have much to comment on, but no, it's a fascinating case.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess they can appear in all kinds of different forms. I mean, that's not the only time either. I mean, I don't want to go on too much about the things that have happened with me, but when it does happen, you kind of got to go, no, like, Gene, it's not just some mythology thing, or if it is, and maybe you can comment on this, George, do we have things in society that start out as kind of folklore or urban legend, but then take on a reality of their own?
Something like that, I suspect, does happen. I don't think about those particular instances very much, so I can't come up with any cases off the top of my head. But I do think that expectation and belief and stories sometimes can, in some sense, manifest in the world in some surprisingly and sort of alarming ways. Our thoughts may have a certain amount of independence. Now, that's pretty vague, but I don't dismiss those general kind of ideas.
Well, see, because, you know, I'm asking that because it seems like the phenomena, whether it's ghosts or UFOs or some other type of phenomena, cryptids or whatever, the phenomena seems to mirror the experience of the experiencer.
Oh, yeah, it mirrors the experience and expectations, and especially if there's fear. The phenomena can turn rather dark and threatening.
That's what John Keel was saying. To run is an invitation to be chased.
Good example. Very good example.
Now, earlier you mentioned you knew people who had Men in Black encounters. And maybe we can spend a few minutes going over those, the ones that maybe are most compelling.
Well, some of those are told to me in confidence, so I'm not going to be discussing them.
No, we don't have to mention names. We can change places and names and just say, well, you know, in this instance, this person was doing this or that, and this is what happened. Or is would that be even be too...
You know, these are not ideas or examples I normally talk about, and I'm not, you know, I don't write about them. So I generally talk about things, you know, I've thought about quite a bit because I don't want to waste your listeners' time.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get us back on track then. Where would you like to go with our next topic here?
Well, I asked you for the themes you'd like to talk about, and I got no response.
Yeah. You know, this really did come up quite quickly, and thanks for coming on. I guess one of the things that I'm thinking of here is we've been through something like Spring Heel Jack. We've touched on the MIB. How about the idea of the doppelganger or the Vordogger then?
Yeah, I have not had that kind of experience, but that is reported cross-culturally. I don't have too much, I've never written on that, but it's certainly, and I've really not thought about it, and I don't really see that as having strong manifestations of the trickster. It may, I may just not have know enough of the phenomenology of it. I don't think I've ever written about that, and I don't think I've ever lectured on that.
It does seem to fall into the general sort of tricksterish category, though, you know, where if you've ever experienced someone say, well, you know, I swear I saw you over at the store, and you're going like, no, I never went out today, or whatever the case may be.
Well, trickster does not, it's not useful for all areas of the phenomena. You know, it may give you some insight, but there are areas where it is much more manifest. For instance, if you look at groups, one of the characteristics of the trickster is what's called liminality, and that takes a bit of time going into. But if you look at the groups that are involved in these phenomena and pursue them, there the trickster makes much a more impact. For instance, those groups almost never effectively institutionalize. They're always off on the margins. They get very little respect. They're laughed at. They can be dismissed easily. And I'm sure you know this yourself.
You know what? Let's do a break here and go on to the tricksters. You get no respect, no respect at all. George, you know what that comes from. George Hansen, Gene, and Randall, you're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are reacting to accusations claiming President Trump requested Ukraine's president investigate Joe Biden's son. Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz says he doesn't see any malicious intent.
I don't have any worries about the president. I understand kind of how he talks and the colloquial way he talks, and I know that in all of his engagements with foreign leaders, he's representing our country and our best interests. Mm-hmm.
The U.S. signed an agreement on Friday that sends illegal aliens seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico southern border to El Salvador. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We're going to continue to do what this administration has been doing, working with the government of Mexico, working with the Northern Triangle countries to build their capacity to address this as a regional crisis, and we're going to continue to build that wall. Every mile of wall that's built, the agents are safer, they can do their job better, and this country is safer."
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, about the tricksters that get no respect, George Hansen. Go on with your information.
Well, the tricksters are generally sort of marginal characters. They're sort of looked down upon. They're looked upon as a little bit untrustworthy and something you don't, most people don't want to have a lot to do with. You know, they can be fun at parties and a few places, but for real serious stuff, no, you just generally prefer not to have them around. And this is the same way with the paranormal groups. You know, I've been involved with any number of paranormal groups for nearly all my adult life. And they generally, you know, you don't find courses in parapsychology in many universities. In fact, there are virtually almost none that offer it. Same with the UFO research. You find almost no universities that offer any courses in that at all. It just doesn't merit the attention of the academic world. Nor does it merit much attention in the business world. There are a few places where you find interest in UFOs, in the aerospace industry, in the intelligence community, but by and large, they keep that very, very low profile. Robert Bigelow might be one example to the contrary, but by and large, most people don't really want to talk about it. And so it is viewed as something suitable for the entertainment industry, where you can think about it and play with the ideas and laugh about it. But for it to take the ideas really seriously, well, you generally don't find that. And I'm sure you've encountered that. Anyone who ever wanted to do a master's or doctoral project on these phenomena is probably going to be pretty well discouraged in pursuing that. So that would be one example of how the trickster is received in the real world.
Well, it is opening up a little bit more now, I think, especially with what's been going on with that too, the Stars Academy thing, if you've been following some of that.
Oh, yes, I have. And no, I don't think that's I don't think it's opening up at all. In fact, it's getting worse. I don't know if you've looked at Jacques Vallée's Forbidden Science, Volume 4. But it's a very, very interesting volume. It covers the years 1990 to year 2000. Well, one of the people who's mentioned in there is Kit Green, who's a medical doctor associated with the CIA. Well, Jacques Vallée really questions how reliable Kit Green is. Well, Kit Green has played a very prominent role in the last few weeks, appearing on an interview with Richard Dolan, for instance. Can we really trust what we're getting from to the Stars Academy? I don't think so. You've got other people in the CIA coming out and claiming that there's nothing to this. It's getting more and more complicated and more difficult to tell who you can trust.
Well, there's this report that came out, and John Greenwald of the Black Vault was one of the people who brought it to the public's attention, that one, the only Luis Elizondo was a government employee in the area in which this UFO project was conducted, but he wasn't the head of that project,
right,
which seems to be a big deal. And that's become a separate issue in and of itself.
Well, it's sort of symptomatic of the whole field. We're not getting straight answers. And we're not sure who in there we can trust. And I think Vallée makes that case very, very strongly. So, you know, with the Walker and Green, documents that came out a month or two ago, who knows what we can trust that's coming out? And is Elizondo trustworthy? I suspect, you know, he was involved somehow, but do we really know what his role was? Well, that's really up in the air, it seems to me.
Yeah, but the thing we worry about, too, is if he misrepresents himself about what he did, once he does that, he makes anything he says suspect. You know, it's just like somebody who fakes a degree. They did real work. But the degree being faked, that's the end of people like Phil Imbrogno. Once we learned he was faking his credentials, it didn't matter that he wrote a book with Dr. J. Allen Hynek that probably was a credible book. Whatever he did, you throw out the window.
Yeah. What's going on with this? This the whole TTS-AAS is a very, very interesting phenomena. But can you believe what they're putting out? I am quite skeptical at this point.
Yes. Oh, you should be. You definitely should. I agree with you with that. I mean, we can just, all we have to do is point to the Mylar balloon they had on their big screen in the background, and that was supposed to be a UFO. I mean, they didn't really prepare it all that well. I think they're well-intentioned. Elizondo seems to have some legitimate credentials, along with Christopher Mellon, who definitely has some legitimate credentials. And then when you get talking about the Nimitz encounters that they were related to, and pilots like David Fravor, you've definitely got indisputable credentials there from people who were up in the air in, I believe they were F-18s, off a carrier group. So that's getting harder and harder to just dismiss as nonsense.
Well, I basically agree with that, but when you have top people like Kit Green or Luis Elizondo, whose credibility is being called into very serious question, I think that muddies the water far more, and one has to be extremely skeptical. And I do not see the academic world getting more interested in this. I see the major UFO organizations as in disorder as they've ever been. There is no consensus as to what actually has been happening and who is behind all this revelations. The New York Times and the Washington Post seem to be simply voice boxes for the intelligence community. They have undertaken no critical examination of the claims.
That surprises me, because you never expect the New York Times, although it makes mistakes, or the Washington Post to buy this. To buy into this, but they did.
Yeah, totally. They are doing no independent investigative journalism. You see articles in European papers questioning them, but no, the mainstream media in this country is not. So I don't see any real progress being made. It's being more tricksterish all the time.
And it's interesting here, people like Elizondo, but even Nick Pope, Leslie Kane, who's closely associated with the To the Stars Academy in terms of writing the stories with other people, they appear on different TV, cable TV shows, but they cover both ends of the spectrum, like a CNN and a Fox News. And what surprises me is like a Tucker Carlson at Fox News, who yells at everybody with a contrary point of view, treats this seriously. And then you have people on CNN treats them seriously. It's strange because in the past we didn't have that.
No, but you never see the mainstream media actually delving into the phenomena in a scientific or scholarly or even highly critical manner. You know, real credentialed people looking at it. You don't. If you look at the people who wrote the New York Times stories, well, they were mentioned in the Podesta email.
Okay, yeah. Just before we lost you there on the line, you were about to tell us about John Podesta.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I pointed
out. You mentioned this was in John Podesta's emails, the ones that were hacked?
Oh, yes. Yeah, in those emails, the names of the reporters who were going to do the articles on UFOs were there about 3 years in the Podesta emails before the articles appeared in the New York Times.
Right. So this has some planning. It didn't just all of a sudden appear.
That's right. And obviously, if these people were involved, they had plenty of time to do some in-depth investigative reporting, which they did not.
You know, there's a problem here, too, George, and we're going to break in a minute. The problem is here is that the mainstream media does very, very little investigative journalism. They do some. There are Pulitzer Prizes being awarded, but it doesn't happen very often. And part of the reason, or the major reason, other than maybe people would be bored by some of those stories, is they no longer have the funds to spend because incomes are down, advertising's down. Let me do the break here. George Hansen, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
I was commenting to George Hansen about the lack of investigative journalism, the rarity. George?
Well, certainly they had plenty of time to do investigative journalism, even if it were some cursory questioning. You look at contact John Greenwald. He could have asked all sorts of questions. I mean, European newspapers had far sharper insights and commentary on the whole exposition that TTSAAS put out. So, no, I don't take that at all. No, this was simply as a mouthpiece. These people are simply adding more ambiguity. There are plenty of simple questions that they could have asked Luis Elizondo. They did not. They did not verify his employment. Why not?
Well, I think they verified that he had some credentials and that he was involved with the program. And
yes, but he claimed
then they took. Then they seemed to have taken his word for some other things that were just assumed to be correct.
Well, why did they assume that? Obviously, well, John Greenwald had a lot better intuition about what kinds of questions to ask. And they had years. This had been planned for years.
I'm interested in John Podesta's involvement here. Of course, we know he's close to the Clintons and the Obamas, and he's expressed his interest in UFOs before and, I guess, encouraged Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign to speak positively of getting to the bottom of it. But I wonder, even then, were they planning something? What would have happened had she been elected? Would that be something that would be forgotten or what?
Who knows? I can't know that, and I don't think most people have any idea what might be planned.
It's just the fact that we have John Podesta dealing with this, knowing or helping in the planning of this stuff before it really happened, and what's going on there.
Right. No, it's very ambiguous. Again, it's very, very tricky. We can't know. There is deception being undertaken here. No question about that. They are covering up. They don't want us to know.
Well, it sounds here, though, this is being done by willing participants. They're not being encouraged. They're doing it for some reason. And with the To the Stars Academy, you know, I could look on the surface and say, okay, they're trying to raise money. It's a money-making operation. And Luis Elizondo, when he's working for the government, didn't get a big salary. So here he has the promise of riches. And the other people, despite having some interesting credentials, other than that rock star, okay, Tom DeLonge, who was supposedly worth millions of dollars, the rest are not rich. If this could be done to use UFOs as a gauge or as a technique or a dodge to get investors, can it be about that, or is there some sinister motive?
I think there is some other motive that I don't know, but it makes no sense to start a company and merge a rock star, the rock star's head of it, and expecting to get the money for scientific research or technological development. That makes no sense. So you point to one example where you get put a rock star in front as the top man in a technology company. It makes no sense seeking investments. No, I don't know what's going on here. But again, these kinds of questions are not being asked by the mainstream media and not really being asked by most ufologists.
Okay, I suppose Tom Scholz from Boston might be an exception, but he had, an electronics degree and actually started making real electronics for the musical entertainment industry and that type of thing. But this, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, his credentials were, I played in a band and I read all the same books as everyone else.
I mean, he's not the first rock star to have interest in UFOs. There were quite a few. The late Reg Presley from the Troggs, Wild Thing, he wrote a book with crop circles and UFOs a few years before he died. So, of course, we have the famous or infamous sighting from John Lennon in the 1970s. So we know people who are in rock and roll, musicians, artists in general, have interests, but that doesn't make them credible.
Well, rock stars, Mike Gluckman's book on rock stars, I forget the exact title, but yes, there are a lot of people in the rock industry that have had UFO and other paranormal experiences. But if you are serious about raising money for technology, you don't involve those kinds of people.
Question is, too, the people who you want to invest in this organization, would they even know who Tom DeLonge or Blink 182 are? I barely know who they are. If Paul McCartney headed it up, we'd know.
If you were doing your due diligence, no, you would find out who was heading it up.
Exactly.
I mean, anyone who's doing due diligence, yes, and you find out someone like that is heading the company, no, I would not invest. I think it's a joke. I don't know what they're trying to pull, but I certainly can't take them seriously.
And the question I wonder about here is, why aren't we hearing more skepticism?
Because that's the nature of the trickster. These phenomena, and most people involved in these areas, don't want to raise and ask hard questions. Look, historically, those are not asked. People like John Keel or Jacques Bellet ask hard questions. Most people don't want to listen to that.
Now, well, I guess it depends on where you are, but we do here. That's one of the things we do on the Paracast. We do ask questions. We say, well, why is that the case? Or how do you know that? And that's why it's good to have a guest like you on, where we can talk about that, because there are places where they wouldn't even get into this conversation. As soon as we start saying, well, why should we believe this person or that person, then all of a sudden we become the enemy. And we've been accused of being too skeptical by more mm-hmm. than one group out there. So
sure. That's been my experience as well. Many people think I'm, a complete skeptic on all this. And no, I'm not, but that's the nature of this. These issues are very polarizing. That's one of the qualities of these phenomena. These phenomena are highly ambiguous. That's another trickster quality. This is the nature of what we're dealing with. We have to look at it from this abstract standpoint.
Can we at all think here what's going to happen to the Stars Academy? Will it bring some publicity stunt every few months? Will something happen? Or will maybe a year from now it will fade out? Another also ran.
Well, I have no idea what's going to happen. People have agendas, and I cannot predict what those agendas are or will be. But it's as it's playing out, it's highly ambiguous. It's quite dubious. It's not met its projections. It seems to be failing, at least on the surface. Maybe they have a different agenda. I don't know. But they don't seem to be flourishing, and I certainly do not see any more openness to these phenomena in the academic world or in the scientific world.
So it's basically accomplishing nothing in the way we want something to be accomplished. It's just maybe generating some degree of interest. Of course, there's this Gallup poll that came out recently saying that a third of the people in the U.S. believed UFOs were spaceships. But if you look at the Gallup polls taken 10, 20, 30 years ago, that number varies a little bit, but it's pretty consistent.
Okay, but you don't see any serious research being done.
Absolutely not. It's just a poll. And obviously the poll had no impact every other time it was taken, except for getting, you know, a small amount of publicity. Oh, this is the time that we're going to discover the truth behind the UFOs. Sure, right, never happens. Absolutely not.
Well, I guess there is, I can think of an exception. But this is interesting because what we're talking about with this exception is the cultural side of things. I think there's a huge cultural element to ufology, and as a matter of fact, I think it's the largest part of ufology as a whole. What you're talking about, George, is the hard science and, say, lab work, I think is a very small part of it and barely exists because we simply don't have the material evidence, scientifically valid material evidence, to actually do that kind of work. So the rest of it becomes cultural, and one of the guests that we've had on is Professor Paul Kingsbury from Simon Fraser University, and he's a cultural geographer, and he's studying this phenomena and other psi phenomena from an academic perspective, and looks at it very much as a cultural phenomena, but is at least looking at it academically.
You know, we're going to talk more about this in the next segment, about UFOs. Can we take it seriously? What's going on here? And maybe what we consider to be a renewed interest in UFOs is nothing more than a flash in the pan, and we've had so many flashes in the pan, the pan's about to blow up. George Hansen, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.